Welcome back to the Spiritual and Sexy Podcast. This is season two, and I'm so happy to be back. Before we get started, go ahead and click that subscribe button and feel free to like, follow, and share. As usual, you will find me, your host, Samantha, talking about all things weird and wonderful. So, let's get settled and have some fun. Welcome to episode two. This is called Intimacy Doesn't Necessarily Mean Having Your Head Banged Against the Headboard. Intimacy isn't just about having hot, nasty sex, or even cold, boring sex. Intimacy can be shown in a full range of ways. When you think about the last time you were intimate with someone, what do you think of? Is it the last time you had sex with your partner? Is it the blowjob you gave someone in an alley after a drunken night out? Is it the one-night stand you had with a sexy stranger? So many of us mistake intimacy for sex. Now, please don't get me wrong, sex can be incredible. Sharing your body with someone who is willing to take the time to learn what you need to get you from A to O, who is willing to tap into your beautiful energies and connect with you on a more physical level, can be utterly amazing. But intimacy goes beyond that. Intimacy can include holding hands, cuddling, a reassuring hug after a long shitty day, a kiss that doesn't lead to you both getting naked, a foot rub, a booty rub, or huddling together on the sofa watching a horror film. It can include private jokes, private looks to each other that only you two know the meaning of, and long conversations about life and your shared goals and where you both fit within those parameters. I don't give a flying monkey's arse how sexual you are. Sometimes it's not the actual sex that you miss. It's the little stuff like I've just mentioned. It's missing feeling wanted and appreciated. It's missing having someone you can rest your head on when you're feeling down. It's missing someone who turns up at your house with food and a film just so they can spend time with you. Intimacy in all of those forms might not be of interest to you at all, or at least not as much as your partner. You could be mismatched in that way. It doesn't mean you are doomed, not at all, don't be ridiculous. What it does mean, however, is communication here is the absolute key. You may have accidentally made your partner feel like their level of intimacy isn't enough for you. You may have made them worry that they can't satisfy your needs. You may have made them worry that you're too much of a sex-hungry siren for them. Your partner might feel comfortable going weeks and weeks without being intimate with you, whereas you might need a daily cuddle just to feel reassured that everything is good between you both. Talk about it from the beginning. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of sexual intimacy that can slow down over time as the relationship goes on. That's a very normal and very separate issue. I'm talking about discussing what level of intimacy you're both comfortable with from the get-go. This includes when you're single. If you just need a shag with a stranger once a month, make that shit clear. I took a quiz about love language recently. You can find it in the notes section. And I was surprised with my results, which were quality time, I got 29%. Words of affirmation, I got 26%. Physical touch, I got 19%. Receiving gifts, I got 16%. Acts of service, I got 10%. Now, four of those didn't surprise me at all, and I'll tell you why. Acts of service, 10%. I don't need people running around after me, doing stuff for me that I should already be doing, because that's just laziness. Receiving gifts, 16%. Now, don't get me wrong, little gifts that have thought behind them are adorable and are appreciated, but they're not necessary because I prefer to give gifts. That's my little love language. Words of affirmation, 26%. Totally agree. I love words of support. I love hearing that loved ones are proud of me. I love offering these words to loved ones, and I think they are especially important. Quality time, 29%. I fucking love that shit. Even if we're not doing anything super exciting as such, it doesn't matter. We could just be sat in silence, reading a book, or walking down a country lane with our own thoughts, or hanging out with friends and family, or going to the beach, or swimming with sharks. I've never actually done that, but I was just on a roll. Whatever it is, if I can spend quality time with someone I care about, it means we're together and I love it. Physical touch, however, I only got 19% for that, and that one genuinely surprised me. I read it and immediately questioned why it wasn't at the top, or at the very least, second. I'm a very touchy-feely person, or at least I would class myself as a touchy-feely person. I love cuddles. I love to stroke my partner's back. I love kisses. However, I'm not a huge fan of snogging. I prefer long, deep kisses over choking on someone's tongue. I love meaningful sex. I enjoy the other kind just fine, but meaningful is better. I love holding hands. However, not during the summer though, because sweaty hands are fucking gross and need to stay the fuck away from me. I simply love to touch. If someone were to ask me what my love language is, I'd immediately say giving gifts with meaning and touch. Yet according to this quiz, it's not. Now maybe I've changed over the years and I haven't realised. Maybe quality time has sneakily become more important than getting freaky on a daily basis. Maybe I only think physical touch is more important because that's how my partners in the past have shown their feelings towards me. Maybe, just maybe, I've allowed how other people show how they care about me to override what I, deep down, find more important. That's definitely something I need to consider. And maybe you do too. If your partner shagging you every day is how they show they care about you, does that necessarily mean that's your love language? Is that really the intimacy you'd prefer? Is it just the intimacy you have gotten used to and now you think something is missing when it's not there frequently? Maybe you and your partner aren't mismatched at all. Maybe you're connected more than you think but you don't realise it, or maybe you just need your edge banged into the headboard every once in a while. Whatever conclusion you come to, remember to discuss it with your partner, /partners, single or not. It could save a lot of heartache and unnecessary worry on both parts. Well, that is the end of this episode, but before I go, I'd like to leave you with my thought of the day. Time is precious and should never be wasted. I'm sure you hear that all the time. Don't waste time on shitty friends. Don't waste time on shitty partners. Don't waste time on shitty jobs. And don't waste time on shitty situations. However, do give yourself plenty of time to learn a new skill. Give yourself plenty of time to succeed in a new business venture. Give yourself plenty of time to heal from any kind of trauma. Give yourself time to make memories as you actually live. And that's all from me. Make sure to check out my other episodes, be good to yourself, and as always, play safe. Bye!